So as you reflect, I have a hunch you're going to say Clark's Good Clothes store downtown in the 50s and 60s had to be a sweet spot of your life.
Yeah, well, the whole Clark's experience. The suburban stores, too. Southland was a jewel. More merchants came through to look at Southland. We were laying the store out. It had 21,000 square feet on the main floor, which wasn't quite enough. So we made the decision to put the clothing department in the basement. Malcolm McCune was the architect who'd laid out originally Utica Square. Neat guy. Loved him. And I said, we're considering doing this. And he designed, you may remember, the stairwell that went down into there. We call it the Imperial Room. And it gave us more space. That basement space did over $1 million worth of clothing business back in that period of time. So I've got to say I loved the downtown, but I loved the experience of the 50s and 60s. That would take you through Southland. Southland did its fifth-year projection the first year.
Hmm.
We opened in an ice storm and had 40,000 people to the store the first 3 days. I thought we were going to wear the carpets out in the opening.
That's when all of Southland opened. You were there at the beginning of Southland.
At the beginning of Southland.
Right. And there was no hesitation on you to say, well, they're going to build a shopping center and we're going to go there. You knew that was a smart thing.
Oh, we were in there. Well, I tell you, the time I spent on the Planning Commission gave me a pretty good understanding of demographics. I'd spent hours and hours and hours at night. You take how many houses are in each square mile, and that is the sweet spot in Southeast Tulsa.
For those who don't remember, Southland was on which corner?
Promenade. It's now Promenade.
It's now Promenade.
Yeah.
That was Southland. And
South Roads was on the north side, and that's where all the box stores are.
And Southland was first.
Well, Southland was supposed to be opened in 62, and it didn't get open until 65. South Roads opened later.
So that opening in Southland, 40,000 in the next 3 days?
3 days, yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday we opened. It was wall-to-wall people. They were ready. It was unbelievable. With Utica, we'd started Coffee Call. When we opened Utica, we were looking for a hook. If you get a couple shopping together and the woman wants to try on something, what does the husband do? Well, if he could have a cup of coffee. So we found out we could buy Noritake china, cups and saucers by the gross. And they always had too many. Always get a good price on them. We put a dishwasher in. We put a coffee maker, made a deal with Cane's Coffee, and we developed Coffee Call. We made little drugstore tables with wire chairs, and that was such a hit that when we did Southland, it was right in the center of the store. It was before you got on the escalator, right around the corner there, right in front of the service desk. Again, if you got a service problem, sit down, have a cup of coffee. We'll have this gift wrap, whatever it was. But Southland was the jewel. I have to say, I love downtown, all that, but after the first year, we went to Max Campbell, who was the developer, and said, hey, we want our second floor. We had a right to request that at a certain point in volume, and we reached it the first year.
When you put in the Southland store, did the Utica store take a hit in business?
No, not at all.
You feared that?
We had programmed 20% hit. None at all. It stayed even 1 year. Our philosophy was to keep the advertising percentage going. And so as soon as it started knocking the figures out, we increased the advertising.
And downtown stayed strong, too.
No, downtown just kept...
Did that begin to suffer as Southland?
It already had. We'd lost half our downtown volume before we got Utica open. Yeah, that was tough. That's one thing in the planning process. It's hard to get people to go where they don't want to go. You know, you can say what you want. I love downtown. But convenience. When I grew up at 25th and Lewis, I could walk two blocks, catch the bus, and I was downtown in 15 minutes for nickel. When I lived out there behind St. Francis Hospital, hey, it was a run to get downtown. I think they're doing some right. I think the BOK Center is probably dynamite move for downtown.
When that shopping center opened Southland, though, the whole town was just ready for this brand new concept, wasn't it?
There was nothing out there. A lot of housing, but there was really no center. Utica is a unique center. Utica will always be a great center. And I love it. That's where Jackie and I go for lunch when we go to town. but you don't have the space there for Dillard's and Macy's and Penney's, the big stores.
And then Southland came along first, indoor mall.
It wasn't an indoor mall when it was open. It was an outdoor mall. The mall was not covered
in
Southland. Southland was an open mall. You could get from store to store. There was trees. We could get to Walgreens. Interesting, the same lady that ran the counter at Walgreens downtown, later ran the one at Utica, later ran the one at Southland. Ollie Boggs, I think, was her name. We'd go in, and Castle and I'd go in and have a cup of coffee. 3:30, 4 in the afternoon, you know, just kind of relax for a few minutes. She made the best short stack I ate in my life. When the weather was bad downtown, I'd go down early because we opened the store at 8 for the cleaning people, and I didn't want them standing out in the cold. So I'd go down, and then I'd let them in. Then I'd go next door to Walgreens, get a short stack. Short stack cup of coffee was 51 cents then.
In the 50s.
Yeah, it was in the 50s. But like I say, I've had a lot of short stacks in my day, but Ollie made the best short stack I rate my life.
There's a romanticism that goes with this. It kind of makes me almost envious of the time that you lived and the good time that you had.
Oh, listen, as far as I'm concerned, there wasn't a better time in Tulsa. The town wasn't that big. It just was great.